Today is Graduation Recognition Sunday. And if you see on the bulletins, we have a lot of people to recognize on this day. On this side, on the back of the bulletin, are people who have post-high school graduations, and on this side are our high school graduations. And as I looked at this bulletin, I realized that on this side of the page, all but two of them were here when we came 14 years ago. But on this side, with the high school graduations, only one of them was here when we came 14 years ago. So all these kids on this side, we have seen grow, well, all of them we've seen growing up, because when we came 14 years ago, the one that was here was only 3 years old, see, at that time. So I decided to do this graduation recognition in the order that of people as they came into the church. So we'll begin with this person who came as 5 years old, but she was a teenager here. Do you recognize who this is? Maybe if we show her little brother, that looks even more familiar. But if we show her family, David looks like James. I didn't realize how much David looked like James. But if we click again, this is Kim Polidori, when I mention you, just come on up here, and Bob will have the things. I'll talk while you're coming, because we have a lot of people. As Kim is getting her master's degree, this is for her teaching degree, and in June 19th, her thesis is due. So we're praying especially for her between now and June 19th, right? And when I ask her what else she's going on for a doctorate, she's going to enjoy her family for a while and not have to go to school, right? Congratulations. Okay, and next on our, her favorite memory is remembering running around here as a kid. And now it's good she can remember that, because now her kids are running around here, right? And all of her Sunday school teachers as kids as well. So that is a fun memory. Our next person has been here a long time as well, Lynn Hartwig. And Lynn just finished, she has several college degrees, but she's finishing her CDA. She has a Child Development Associate degree that will make it possible for her to do some freelance music for her for preschoolers as she is here. And she's been here a long time, but I asked her about her favorite memory. Her favorite memory, she's been in lots of plays, and one was Twinkle, but it was not really the play itself. It was when I was doing John 1 on Christmas Eve, and it's all dark in here, and there was only the light of the candle that was holding was the only light here. And at that point, her youngest daughter, Jenny, was going through some difficult times. And as I said these words, as I said, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, she could see by the light of that one little candle that Jenny was coming in to the worship service on that day. And that has stuck with her, that the light shines in the darkness. Whether we have difficult times, the light is still shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It's been an important, the church has been important to her and her family, her whole family, as this next picture shows, when they were quite young here. Now, Lynn has not changed much at all, but her oldest son, Thomas, is right there, as he is right there. He has changed just a little bit. I didn't get a chance to ask him what his favorite memory was, but my favorite memory has to do with this. This is a chess simul. He would play, 25, 30 people at a time, and they would make a move, and then he would quick move on to the next person, and then you had until he got all the way around to make your move, but then he'd move right away, and he'd beat them all anyway. It was just amazing. Now, look at how much he's grown, Thomas. Get up here. This is now Dr. Thomas Hartwig, who has graduated from Wayne State Medical School. Amazing. He has his residency at U of M, so he won't be far away, which is really great. And he's going on for psychiatry. But as I was thinking, as he was able to make those quick decisions from one chess game to another chess game, he can go from one patient to another patient to another patient and give the best advice, right? Is that great? Okay, we are very proud of him. Another person who's been here a long time, and Colleen, this is when she was just a little girl, but as we can see, she has grown to be a lovely young woman, and she is from Wayne Westland Skill Center that she has graduated. Is Colleen, they usually sit back there. Is she here? Not here. All right. Her favorite memory is going to camp and also the Yost. She loved the Yost, and they were her kindergarten Sunday school teacher, and she just liked staying in that kindergarten class until she was the helper in the kindergarten class. The Yost are very special to her. The next person, do you recognize who this is? Now, he has changed a bit. If we look on our here, actually, he's the one in the Mason outfit. He has changed quite a bit. This is Ricky Higgins, and he is getting his bachelor's degree from EMU in graphic design. And guess what? He has a job. Is that amazing? At Graphic Concepts, and we're glad that he has a job in actually what he went to school to do, which is just great. And his favorite memory is when he went on a work trip with the youth group, and the whole band, this was in Tipton, Indiana, Robert Hartwig made them all duct tape hats. That was kind of their little thing. And they gave a concert for the mayor of Tipton, Indiana. And this is the picture that was in the front page of the newspaper about this famous band that came to Tipton, Indiana and played for them. So that was great. Yeah. Oh, did he? Yeah, I know those duct tape. Now, the next one is a cute little girl. Do you recognize who this cute little girl is who's been here a long time? If we put the rest of her family there, you'd recognize her. This is Jenny Hartwig, and as she comes up, Jenny Chataway. I got the Hartwigs in my brain here. This is Jenny Chataway, and Jenny is graduating from Albion. And she's going on for advanced degree in human donation science program in Toledo University. And tomorrow is her birthday, and she's hoping the Red Wings win the Stanley Cup on her birthday. Would that be good? All right. Now, I asked her what her favorite memory was, and she said, oh, vacation Bible schools. I love vacation Bible schools. So I looked through some old pictures, and here is a vacation Bible school, and right back there, and if you click again, and then click again, it gets a little bigger. Can you tell? That is Jenny back there in the back row. Now, at this picture, if you look closely, though, if you click one more time and another time, this little kid, and it gets bigger. Can you tell who that is? Well, let's do the next. This is the only high school graduate who was here when we came here, and he beat us just by a few months. They had just moved back. His mother grew up in this church, and moved back, and he came here. So I've asked the high school graduates if they would sit up here, because he's been here this whole time. He just was like 3 years old when we came, and he was always running around. Sandy always had things to do. She's been my right-hand person the whole 14 years we've been here, and we would do all kinds of things, and Robert was always very patient to wait for, well, he might run around and do a few things while he was there, but it's been great. And I asked him what his favorite memory was. It was the work camp, and I looked through all my pictures. This is the only picture of a work camp I can find. This is Jonathan Campbell, at the work camp. But I want you to use your imagination and put Robert Smith's head on Jonathan Campbell, all right? Because he loved those work camps, and that was his favorite memory. Of course, my favorite memories are all the plays and the things that I have convinced him to do over the years. And this is when he was Snitley, you know? Isn't that a great name? Ernie Exaggerate I should have up here, too, but I've got Snitley here as one of my favorite memories. So that is, if you look back at that same vacation Bible school picture, again, there is another person who is there, and there it is. That is little Corey Kine. Now, I beat Corey here by just a few months. Again, her mother grew up here and then came back here and came back about the same time that we came, but I think we beat her just a little bit here. I have to have a little hug here, and just stay right up here because I got a little bit more to say about you. Okay, she's going to Harvard, by the way. A full ride to Harvard. I never even knew anybody that went to Harvard, but now I do. But anyway, she is my Harry Sermon Club graduate. She's been doing it and doing it and doing it. If you click one more time, she is now up to 280. Now, no one has ever gotten up to 280. And so I've been trying. Nobody ever got up to 270 either. And I was trying to get a new critter for her, and I wanted to make a fox, and it just didn't. It turned out ugly. Oh, yeah. Oh, you need to hold it by the bottom. Everybody, you should hold them by the bottom. They're very heavy. Don't open it yet. All right. Okay. But anyway, I was going to have a critter for her, and I said to her, well, I made this fox, and it really turned out ugly. And she said, and I wanted it to be extra cute for you. And she said, oh, it's all right. Even if it's ugly, it's okay. That's all right. I just want a Corey critter. So it doesn't have to be a particular one. So I have invented a Corey critter. It is really great. Now, this is your Corey critter. It's a very versatile critter. And here it is. Now, it's going to Harvard, and it needs to keep your eyes and ears open, see? So it's very, very, very good there. And study hard. But it's not just eyes and ears open, because if you do it the other way, then it becomes that you can kick up your heels and do a little dancing and have fun. So this is a versatile critter. It's all right this way or this way. All right. Is that cool? This is a Corey critter. And if you keep Jesus in your heart at the center of your life, you'll know whether it's time to kick up your heels or to listen and to learn. And on the inside, I sewed a picture of Jesus. And if you listen, can you hear it? Hear that paper, Chris?
Yeah.
All right. You have to listen carefully, but you keep Jesus in your heart, and you'll know when it's time to play and when it's time to learn and listen for the Corey critter. Is that great? That's my Corey. All right. Corey critter. Now, her favorite memory, actually, this is her favorite memory, is when she was a camel in a Christmas play. She loved being a chipmunk, too, but a camel, and this is her. But then, if we go on a little bit more, she's been singing a long time. This is in the children's choir. And Robert, I don't know why you must have not been in the children's choir. You didn't want to sing. No, all right. Okay, but she's been singing for a long time and been in lots of plays, and this is one of my favorites, too, when she was Martha. But my favorite memory of her, and the next one is there, and you can see Robert is in this one. This click again, and that's Robert. This is when we gave them their Bibles. Now, I don't know. This might be the third grade Bible, is it? I think. But really, when we gave them the kindergarten Bible, is what I couldn't find that picture. But this is kindergarten, you think? Okay, well, this is kindergarten Bible. When I gave them the kindergarten Bible, I said, now, I want you to read this every day. If you can't read, you have your parents read it to you. You know, I said that, But guess what? Corey listened to me. I hope Robert did too. But about 2 months after tour, how long do you think it took? I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't very long. Here came Corey going down the, she had her Bible in her hand and she was running down the hall and she said, Reverend Diana, I read the whole thing. She read her whole Bible and it was like, oh, it was so good. So she's read it many times now and the other as well. So, okay, that's Corey. Next we have, our high school graduates, Jordan. Now, Jordan Ross came. He is Jonathan Campbell's cousin, and he remembers that he came first for a vacation Bible school. He graduated from Wayne Memorial, and he's now going to Washington Community College for their construction management course. And Jordan, I think I forgot to give Robert a hug, but I have to give everybody a hug. This is Jordan, and he's just been around and done a lot of things. And when I asked him about his favorite memory, he said, oh, it was a work camp. So now we're going to put Jordan's face there, all right? So it's a work camp. But my memory of him is when we did a play last Easter. That was his first play he was ever in. And he's kind of quiet, and I thought, I don't know, he was going to be Simon Peter. And he just blew me away. He was so good. And now, last vacation Bible school, you were in 100 plays during the time, right? So now we know he can do plays, so that's great. So this is Jordan. And next on our list, we don't have time to clap for all of them. I'm trying to go through. All right. Next, about 2002 was a great year because some people came and Jerry Wright was our new scout director, and with him came his fiancée, Candy Wright, and all of her kids. And so this is Daniel Gamash as he came. And so it's from the Boy Scouts there. And I asked him what his favorite memory was. And guess what? Now you're putting Daniel's picture up there. But I remember that last Easter, he was great in a play as well. And it's been fun to have him do all these things. All right. He's going to the University of North Carolina in Greensboro because his parents have moved there, and he stayed here for 6 months to graduate from high school, but he will be joining them as he goes to college down there. Next we have, who's next? 2002. All right, it was a good time. About that time, Lauren came as well. She graduated from Franklin, and she's going to Detroit Mercy. All right, yeah, hold that by the bottom by there. But Lauren has just been here, done lots of things, and her favorite memory is also my favorite memory, is the play at Easter when she was the preacher. And that there, and it was great because I know that's where she belongs and that's where she should be. So we want to pray for her as well because she's going to do some great things, I know, for the church. And so she is there. And one of the things that she does, though, also is to be in the contemporary chorus in that she plays her violin usually. But this was a picture when you were actually doing some singing. And so that's a great ministry that you have. And we thank you for doing that as well. And in that picture, there is also somebody who came that very same year in 2002, and that's Jeannie. So if Jeannie would come on up. Jeannie is graduating. We hope, we're for sure, we're going to pray for her. She has two more classes to take at Cambridge, so she's going to summer school, and we're going to pray for her. She went through graduation exercises, and she's going to do it, so we're going to pray for her that she does that. She has just done lots and lots of things at church, to be in bell choirs and lots of things. And Jeannie, when I talked about memories, I want you to know, this is amazing. Jeannie remembers the first sermon she heard here in 2002. Can you believe that? It was about the very famous Bible character called
Agabus.
You all know who Agabus is, don't you? She doesn't remember who Agabus is either, but she remembers the acrostic. Bob was preaching. Agabus was a prophet who was trying to keep Paul from doing God's will. And so it's an acrostic of the things that sometimes people use against us or we use as excuse. And so A stands for?
Age.
Age. G is?
Gender. Airhead. Busy. Useless. Self.
Self. She remembers that. Isn't that amazing? And it's all the things that what? What is it? Those
keep
things?
Keep us from doing the right thing.
Keep us from... Click it one more time. My clicker is not working. All right. Keep us from doing God's will. She remembers that. And we're glad that you're here and that you do all the things you do for the church. Okay. Now, next, that same year, we had the Matthews joined about the December of that year. And Amber is came, and Amber has been in lots of places. I have talked her into doing lots of things. And when I ask her, she's graduating from Franklin. She's going to go to Schoolcraft, but she hopes to then go to Madonna and study psychology, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I ask her about her favorite memory, she said it was Vacation Bible School and when she and John were doing the plays. Well, I couldn't find a picture of that. But here's another picture of you and John. I paired you with you, John, a lot, you know, because you could argue with him a lot. It was really great. And this one is when she was Mary Magdalene, the women's liber, arguing with Paul, who thought women shouldn't talk in church. And guess what? She won. All right. So she's been in a lot of plays, too. All right. Then next we have David Jones. Hi. Now, I have to give you a little, I'm getting real personal about this one. Because I've known him since the moment he was born as well, because this is our grandson, David. And I think he knows this story, but I have to tell you, be real personal. He started coming to church when, because of a miracle, actually. When I got sick, when I had cancer a few years ago, and I thought I was going to die. You know, that's how people sometimes, when you have cancer, you just think you're going to die. I didn't, but I thought I was going to. And I, in my arguing with God and thinking about why I wanted to live, one of the things that occurred to me, there were three things, and one of them was that I realized that I did not know our oldest daughter, Susan, her two younger children very well. We always got together for birthdays and things like that, but I didn't really know them. And so I said, but God, I really want to know these two grandchildren that I didn't know very well. And so we decided to take them on a vacation to the family reunion in Little Rock, Arkansas. And so on the way, I said, now we'll listen to your music. You know, they like that rap stuff. Although David does like easy listening. We agree on that. But, you know, particularly his little brother liked this rap stuff. And so I said, we'll listen to your music all the time, but once a day, we have to listen to this CD about the Creek Bank. We were doing our family choir musical that time, and I needed to learn the music. So, but as you're going down through Illinois and Missouri, the radio reception is really bad. And they don't have very good radio stations. So, the boys every once in a while say, can we listen to your CD again? Sure. And by the time they got back, they knew the music. And they said, well, could we come be in the play? Or I said, you want to come be in down by the creek bank? We asked their mother, and she didn't work on Wednesdays. And she said, okay, I'll bring them to practice on Wednesday. And so they were part of Down by the Creek Bank. And this is the cast. And if you look carefully and hit the clicker, oh, there was Robert, the younger one, and there's David way in the back. Hit it again and again, and he gets bigger. That, see, there's David back there. You know, but as they were part, they came just to be part of that musical. But as they came to be part of that musical, also if you click again, there was Amber, who was right there, and there was Lauren, who was right there, and there was Robert Smith, who was right there, and there was Jeannie, who was back there, and there was Corey, who was right there. All these kids were part of this, and they made them feel welcome, and they just became friends. And so I thank all of you who were there and part of that that group to make them feel welcome because they've been coming every weekend since then. Is that a miracle or what? Very much a part of our lives. And I asked him what his favorite memory was, and it was another play, that same play, when I convinced him to be John the Baptist. It took all my grandmotherly and pastoral authority to get him in that outfit. He did not want to be in that outfit, but he was great as John the Baptist, and when he came in from the back and he said, "Repent!" the people jumped 10 feet, and it was great. It was a great play. So that was one of my favorite memories. That's one of his as well. All right, next came Stephen, and this is about 2005. Stephen came, and he's not here. He's already, right? He's not here. He's at summer camp already, and but I asked him what his favorite memory was, and guess what it was? So put Stephen's face in there. He went to work camp as well, but I remember him as being part of the confirmation class, and he's the tall one in the back. He's always the tallest. He was great. So that was Stephen. And next comes Termaine. Now, Termaine, if Termaine would come up, Termaine has graduated from Redford Union, and he hopes to go to Schoolcraft College in younger child development. He'd like to work with young kids. He's so big and tall and so such a gentle giant here, I think. He likes to work with young children, and he is just been a delight. He comes to worship with his grandfather particularly, and he's mainly come to worship, but there were a couple times that he was able to be with a youth group, and he remembers when we all went to Dearborn for a big meeting with people who were Christian and Jews and Muslim. It was really a great thing, but I didn't take any pictures, so I don't have any pictures of that, but we congratulate you and are glad you're part of us. Let's see. And then, now we're back to a few of the college. And here's my clicker. She's been clicking because I got my, I even got a new battery today, and my clicker is not working. So she's doing this. Julie is really starting for her nursing degree, but she has passed her certified nursing assistant thing, so she can get a job if she wants to while she goes on to work with a nursing degree. So we congratulate her. Her favorite, I know, you know what, it's early. Can we just, it's not very often. We had a lot. Her favorite memory was a family choir cantata we did, Peaceable Kingdom. But now she'll click for the next person. The next person is a graduate as well from the other side. And I have to, as Jason comes forward, I have to apologize to Jason for that terrible picture on the back of the bulletin. I knew I had this better picture, which I found about 10 minutes after the bulletin went to press. But I said I knew when they joined here that I had taken his picture, but I couldn't find it. So I asked him if he would send me another picture, and he sent me this note, and he said, "We have a plethora of Aiden, but we don't have many of us." So this is if we click one more time, I better tell you, he graduated from Wayne State Medical School as well with Thomas. So this is Dr. Jason Hampton, and he got the award for excellence in family medicine. So he's really great. So, and he's going to be at Oakwood Hospital for his residency. And if you click one more time, this is the picture that he sent. And, of course, his favorite memory is when Aiden was baptized and his wonderful little baby that we love so much. All right. Now we have one more high school graduate, and this is Andrew. Now Andrew has just been coming since the first of the year, and he came because Lauren invited him. They were just friends, and they invited him, and he came. And he said his favorite memory is that when he came, everybody was so friendly and welcomed him so much that he just felt at home right away. And we just love him. And I especially like it because, you know what? I can tell he listens to my sermon. He smiles at me when I preach. I just love that. I love that. So we're including him as part of our, we just claim him. He grew up Catholic, and that's all right. That's good. You know, but we love him, and I think he's finding out about United Methodism and Catholics, United Methodists. We're all in this together, and we are just glad that you're part of us. So that is our graduate. Now, I know we're going overtime, but is this a good group of graduates? Is there anybody else? Did anybody else just walk in and it's your graduation? We just want to honor you. We're just into this, honoring anybody. You know, Jesus told a parable about workers in the vineyard, and the people who've been here a long time get paid the same thing. It's never too late, so we can honor anybody who's here. But we do want to congratulate especially these high school kids. So if we click one more time, I asked these kids if they would help me with the scripture. So it's time for the scripture. We're going to have the scripture and then a short sermon. But I've asked if Robert Smith, the one who's been here the longest, all right, if he come forward. Now we're going to have the parable of the wise man who built his house upon the rock. So come right up here, and we have this famous rock. This rock has been through lots of plays. All right. He's going to build his house on the rock. Oh, upside down. All right. You build it, and that house is going to stay firm no matter what, right? Right. Okay. All right. So he builds his house upon the rock. And let's have the scripture. Got to click again, Julie. Click, please. Click. All right. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house upon the rock. You don't have to have your head. We'd like to see your face there, like that. All right. So that when the rain fell, come on, quick. So when the rain fell, all right, the rain fell some more, and click again, please, and the floods came, I need a flood, people, all right, and the flood came, all right, you didn't agree to this, and the floods came, all right, and the wind blew, that's the rest of you, woo! And it beat on him. Anybody? And it wind blew. And it beat on him. All right. But the house did not fall because it was founded on a rock. Woo-hoo! All right. That's good. Now, you can sit down. Now, underneath you. All right. David Jones is going to be the foolish man. And let's get the river people up here. The river that I talked to, you're going to be over here. All right. Now, we have some sand here. All right. The foolish man. All right. You stand in it. Yeah. All right. All right. Okay. All right, the foolish man, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them is like the man who built his house on the sand. The rains came, the rains came, all right, a little bit. And the floods came up, and the wind. that house, and it fell. Oh, and great was its fall. Okay. The word of God for the people of God. Now, all right. That's the story. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, click again. All right, no, that's it. The lesson, I told you not to click. The lesson this teaches is what? Build your life on the rock who is? Who's the rock? On, rock, I say. Jesus Christ, right. We just sang it, all right, the click. We just sang it, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Click again. All right. So I hope that you know that Jesus is your rock, okay? That all the things that we've been talking about, if you click one more time, please, Julie, gotta, everybody who hears the words and acts on it will be like the one that is on the rock. So all these things that we've been talking about, all these things that are coming in here that you've been doing all this time, really is the beginning of having a foundation. Because you've learned things, you've listened to sermons, you even remember them from a long time ago, you've been to confirmation class, some of you have been in Sunday school, you've heard the word, you have shared the word through all your plays. You have done the word through all those work projects that you have. But it's just the beginning. Click one more time, please. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning as you're thinking about that. So let's think again about, click, Jesus being my rock. What are the things that we need to do to have Jesus be your rock? Bring an umbrella. Be prepared. As you think about that, some things are unexpected in life, are they not? Some things we haven't expected, and sometimes there's rain, and you know what? You are going to have some dark moments in your life, and you need to have the faith that will get you through. You're going to be, he's my rock. It's going to be, you're not going to be the only one that's going to be in the darkness. You'll have those times, and you need to remember that what? You remember that that was so meaningful to Lynn? What was that verse? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You're going to need Jesus to be your rock. Rock, believe on it. You've got a good foundation. Hit it one more time. In your bag, now you can take out your other bag that's here, this part. And in here, guess what is in there? A rock. All right, it's a rock. I made these rocks myself, all right. This is a rock that I hope you will use as a paperweight, as something, put it on your desk to remind you that Jesus is your rock. And on the bottom of it, on the bottom of the rock, at the bottom, if you click it one more time, you'll see a little thing that says, congratulations for your graduation 208. But it also says, continue to build your life on a firm foundation. You've started. You've been here. You've come. But it's your just beginning. Continue to do that. Then if you see, there's a lot of other little stickers. And this is the advice that I asked people to give last week. Last week I asked you to give some advice to the graduates, and I was going to make a little booklet. Not many people did it. So I put it on their rock. So first of all, click another time. I'm sorry. The frog is there. This was Debbie Ninopoli's advice. She said, before your feet hit the floor every morning, do the frog. And what does frog stand for? Fully rely on God. That's right. And then the Williams kids, David and Alora, this was their advice that said, remember to pray. And with that advice, I put one of my favorite pictures of prayer. Of this little boy and this dog. You do it all the time. Do it all the time. Make it a habit in your life. And then I put this cute little, the next one is this cute little smiley face with Andrea's advice. And her advice is, don't worry, God will be with you all the time. And then one more advice actually is from Corey herself. And it's on there. She recommends, she went to an annual conference, and she recommends that you go to emergedetroit.org. And that tells you about the young adult things that are going on in this area. So go to it, get involved, continue to make church an important part of your life. And remember, click another time, please, that there's also in there a memory stick. And on that memory stick, I figured you could always use another memory stick, right? On there is Philippians, and whenever I get discouraged, I read that book, Philippians, and it just helps me. So that lots of other memories on there, too. But click one more time. Remember, the ones that hear this, the words of Jesus, and act on them are like the wise man that built his house upon the rock, not the one that didn't act, that their house falls down. Click another time. And here's the picture. The reason that John was there is that this was part of the song that says, may your good deeds show a world in despair a path that will lead to God. It's from You Are the Seed. And I hope that that's what your life will be, that you will show the world to lead them to God. All right. And remember, always, one more time, click, please, that Jesus is our rock. Would you pray with me? Oh, God, we're so proud of all these graduates, the high school graduates and the postgraduates as well. We ask that you would be with them in a special way and help them to realize that you are the rock that they need to build their lives on. And as they do that, they can get through those rainy times, the flood times, the dark times, because their lives are built on you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.